Back up to the board. Does the board have any questions or comments?
Mr. Tilton, can I ask you to come back up, please? I just need some clarification on something here. If you have down here the properties for the proposed Nashville Arts and Nature Park, is that the current name that you're wanting to go by?
That's the name we have currently. We can always change it to be better, but that's what we have for now.
Okay. That's what it's been historically?
Oh, no. Well, historically, it was called Nashville Driving Park for horses, mules, bicycles, and free-for-all running races.
So this title is more of what you're hoping if you're approved?
Aspirational.
Yes. Aspirational. And I'm a little confused with the nature park. Where does that come into play?
Yeah, a good question.
I'm not seeing a lot of a proposal here on any kind of natural habitat or anything.
Well, it's when you have a 1.4 mile trail that is a loop that will help all the residents around be able to get to Deer Run Park and enjoy the nature at Deer Run Park and the creek and all the amenities within Deer Run Park. They'll be very much more easily accessible. So it synergizes the arts. The idea is between the arts of downtown Nashville and the nature of Brown County. So it's trying to acknowledge both and enhance both. So if people go to a festival, they can go and shop and eat at a restaurant, or if they had a festival and they want to take a break and go to the playground or other recreational facilities at Deer Run Park, they can go ahead and do that.
So it's utilization of what's already there.
It is.
So I'm not seeing anything where you're proposing for like either a prairie restoration or a wetlands establishment or anything like that?
No, okay. Not at this point.
All right.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. That's all I have.
Okay, any other questions or concerns from the board?
Caitlin, what can the Tiltons currently do with the ground as it?
Sorry, I can't hear you, Kyle.
Turn this little microphone this way. What can they currently do with this property? Just refresh us.
In an R2 district, with or without special exception?
Without. Currently
without.
As is.
I knew that was coming. I
sorry.
Have
it. No, I'm not lying.
So there are residential uses allowed, single family, two family, farm, seasonal worker housing, fraternity, sorority, student cooperative, if I can read, nursing home, private swimming pool.
But not in the floodplain, right?
This is just what's allowed
in the
zone.
R2. Okay. So this is not what's currently allowed with the floodplain designation.
Okay.
Was that was the question?
I was just curious. About you.
Okay.
I have that piece of paper somewhere in my house. I didn't agree with you.
Church or temple, kindergarten day nursery, government building, public park. School, university or college. That's close to it. In a
so a lot if it wasn't a floodplain.
A lot if it wasn't a floodplain.
Right.
With it being a floodplain, that goes straight to DNR?
You
I mean, there's not a single thing they can do with that property without.
In the flood plain, well, no, in the flood plain, that would not require DNR approval, right? You just have to follow.
Depending on what, yeah, you've got we have a flood plain ordinance for the county. So I would be tasked with making sure that DNR's requirements for the green part, the flood plain, are met.
Right. And then I think they also have to submit an OI to DNR, a notice of intent in that flood plain area.
Not that I'm aware of.
There's no NOI required.
No, but in the floodway, they need permission.
Well, that's a whole different situation.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's more than an NOI. I mean, that's a whole different situation.
Yes.
Okay. Now, if it was, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to step on.
I'll keep going.
Okay. On this rezone to GB, that's going to open that up for a lot of other potential development.
Yes, depending on.
Again, with that same caveat.
Yes.
Okay, with the floodplain, right? Okay. But there's still a lot of other things that could go in there under GB, general business.
Correct.
Including light industrial. If it was out of.
If it was out of floodplain, yes.
All right.
Let me check that just to make sure.
And out of doesn't mean not in an area, it means raised above the base flood elevation.
Correct.
It could be on stilts.
Yeah.
It'd be like.
So if they were to theoretically raise or alter the land in any way, it would have to be made up. The DNR would make sure that they made up with, they would offset that somewhere, right? They can't
yes.
just they can't just bring in 300 yards of fill.
No.
So
they can't bring in any fill.
Right. So
without permission.
I want to kind of try and bring this to a loop. Everyone in this room, I so appreciate you guys coming out to this meeting. There are many, many nights that I've been in this very meeting, and there's been two people here, and no civic engagement, no community involvement. That's why we're here. I speak for me. That's why I'm here. I won't speak for the board. I want all of us to take our gloves off for a second and think. If you owned a piece of property and someone was telling you that you could or could not do something on that piece of property, now you can put your gloves back on, and I want you to kind of, it's always important to be empathetic with the others. In my decision-making process, I always try and be empathetic with both, right? There is a large tract of land that is centrally located, adjacent to town, walking distance to downtown. It's not doing anything right now. There's not a lot it can do. I've actually had a few conversations with Mr. Tilton about what his plans were out there. These are some of the best ideas he's come up with, and I'm not speaking on behalf of Mr. Tilton, so don't get it twisted. Brainstorming, because I know he's gone to several people and said, hey, what would be good for the community? Or what would, now, when I say be good for the community, that also means generating revenue, right? Which is something that we need. We like revenue. We like having a tax base. In a county such as ours, that a large percentage of the land in this county cannot be taxed already, because it's either state or federally owned, we look for a lot of opportunities that we can help serve us the best, right? I'm sure that in this very room, or the room previous to this one, when Annandale came up to be subdivided, when Jacksonburg Place came up to be subdivided, there were people sitting in the seat you're sitting in saying the same thing you're saying.
Not about floods.
Well, not necessarily the flood aspect, but the traffic, the increased people, there's already too many cars. At one point, that was a trail. Like, I graduated in 98, and that road hasn't changed a bit since then, and we've probably doubled our traffic count. We've got more people. Not all those are full-time residents. A lot of those are tourists. A lot of those people come here and feed this community. Most of the people in this room found this community by visiting. I've heard several people say tonight, the noise, the loud, the people walking through my yard, like, you live in Nashville, right? This was not a surprise that we would have a lot of people here certain times a year. And it's a good thing that we have a lot of people here. I would like it to be more times a year and not just the fall. And it is. It's getting better. But it's important to always remember, like, take the emotion out of it. I understand and hear concerns. I hear the positives and the negatives. But it's important that we all kind of stop and go, okay, wait a minute. We're griping about tourism in Nashville. We are upset. What is being proposed is a tourist attraction in Nashville. A lot of the complaints that I've heard are increased traffic. I don't want to see the campers. I don't want extra people, right? Overarching, like, the opposite of that is they're not there. So I understand that area. I work in this community. I drive through town several times a day. I try not to this time of year. I try and find, like, all the locals, find our back roads, and try and avoid town for the most part. It's really important that we put it in perspective, and that, and I, knowing what I know, I would also say that I don't know that Mr. Tilton is locked into any one thing. He's looking for an opportunity to do something with it. It's a dead space that's right next to town. What can be done with it? I know that there are other projects around the community that are dead spaces and need something done with it. So I think it's important that we put everything into perspective. I understand I don't live right next to it, so my voice doesn't matter as much. It's not in my backyard. It doesn't affect me like that. So I appreciate you guys coming out. I want everybody to keep perspective. It is really, I've got more stuff, but I've got my 3 minutes.
Anybody else?
I think as a counterpoint to that, what you're saying is kind of to their point that GB allows so many opportunities and it's not locked in. It doesn't feel fleshed out that people can really look at it and say, okay, I can see exactly how that would affect me. They do kind of have to postulate about, well, it could be this, I might see that, is noise going to be an issue? And
yes.
So I think that's one of the challenges, for me at least, that's one of the challenges, and that's what I hear from them as well, is not seeing, I realize that a site plan isn't a requirement of our ordinance, but it does make it hard knowing that, okay, well, yes, the sewer treatment plant is there, but they've not committed to providing that utility. Just a lot of question marks that are pretty big question marks in the development of the property. I can understand as a business, you know, there has to be a way to, no matter how much good you want to do, trail maintenance costs, all this stuff costs money, the good things that everyone can agree to, but as a business and a property owner, there's got to be a reverse side to that, you know. So I totally understand wanting to explore those opportunities, but I think that's when it's such a big question mark. That's where my hesitation right now about the GB zoning specifically and the flood, you know, all the things, but it comes down to that GB zoning for me.
Anybody on this end of the table?
Still forming my final thoughts.
Well, there's a lot to consider here. One of the things that keeps coming back to me is that under our general findings, under number 8, it emphasizes that large portions of the property are considered special flood hazard areas. And there's no question about the fact that there's some fairly... there are a lot of restrictions on this area due to the floodplain and floodway. I'm somewhat reluctant to allow development without some type of mitigating factors going into play in areas that are impacted that heavily by floodplain and floodway. I'm not saying mitigating factors cannot be put in place, but I think that's more situation with the petitioner and with the Department of Natural Resources. So now we're back to a land use issue, and that's what this commission deals with, is with land use and the proper use of it. I also would like to echo the lady's point back there in the blue with the sunglasses on top of your head. I'm sorry, I don't remember your name. We don't have a site plan. I think we should have a site plan. This is a fairly large area to look at, over 85 acres. I'm hoping that when we get our new development code in place, which we are moving in that direction, that we will require a site plan with more specific information, data, and statistics on it, so we can get a better look and feel for what we're actually having to deal with. And I'm going to stop right there, because I'm still cogitating.
Mr. Sheila, do you have any points?
I do not.
Mr. Sheehan is the lawyer of the board. So.
Oh, I know a point I forgot to make. By the way, and this is just a teaser, we are currently working on rewriting our comprehensive plan for the county. I know the town is working on something as well. You are going to be seeing advertising for a survey for public input. I would encourage all of you to keep your eyes open for that and not only fill it out, but tell your friends, because we're trying to get as much community input as possible. Like, it's going to be a huge task, but that's all going to take place in the next 60 days. So there'll be a QR code, and there'll be a pamphlet, a survey to fill out. Don't skip it like a YouTube survey. This one's actually important. So be looking for that.
Yes, thank you, because that way, not just for something like this project, but for any project around the county that could possibly impact anybody, that's how you get your input up ahead of things.
So where is that survey coming from? Sorry, I have a spam filter that...
It'll be posted in the Democrat on the APC's Facebook page. We're actually going to hold some community outreach event at a couple locations. We're trying to organize staff to...
It'll be shared on local Facebook groups the same way you found out about this meeting.
Perfect.
It'll be in all those.
But help spread the word as
unless
well.
Unless you got a mailer, because we cannot afford to send mailers out to 15,000 people.
We have the 15,000 now.
I think so.
But all of you came out tonight. You can all volunteer, join a board, get involved.
A lot of things. I recognize a lot of these people.
What's that name?
Any other comments?
Kyle's got something.
Yeah, I've got a big list. I talk a lot, talk too long. I recognize so many people out here. I've got my fourth grade teacher sitting over there. I've got my sister-in-law's parents sitting right over there. This gentleman has been familiar to us the last few days. I've got Mr. Sisson bought a shelf from me on Facebook Marketplace. I do believe. And I could keep going on and on, but I do appreciate Andy's perspective and what he said here. We are, in theory, all friends in this room. I appreciate the Tiltons, and I do believe you've owned this piece of land for 134 years, and you held it, which is not common. I kind of like holding on to large pieces of land like that, but I do appreciate the sentimental value and the fact you want to improve something. I've got a lot of concerns, but I've got some comments. In general, is there ever a good place to increase traffic, increase noise? That's the general consensus here, I think. I hear a lot of it. There isn't. I can't think of a good place to increase traffic and noise, but we do have to occasionally look at what's good in respect to the comp plan and the growth of the community. I am not for or against this, honestly, this exact time. I have opinions both ways. I would like to see and know more about the DNR process. It's very confusing to me.
Sorry, I didn't hear that.
The DNR process.
Okay.
On how we go about utilizing stuff like this, because there is a fair amount of it around here. I'd like to hear more about the sewer and the septic. Maybe from the sewer and septic folks as well. I would especially like to see a site plan, which I think they have to have to the BZA.
To the BZA, yes.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yep, for a special exception through the BZA, yes. For rezoning, it just needs to be an outline.
We don't always get what we like, but we
exactly.
Get it is a requirement.
Yes.
I drive that road probably 3-4 times, or more than that. Probably 2 times a day. I don't even live there. I live up by the West Gate of the park. And it is skinny. It would be skinny for RVs. It is not impassable. Two cars at the same time, you just got to watch what you're doing. It's tight, though. It's tighter than it should be. You know, I take my recycle to Deer Run. I have probably 3 soccer games, 3 soccer practices. I don't know how many baseball practices down at Deer Run. It's a hugely busy area. So on the one hand, no one wants to see something new out their back door. But on the other hand, to Andy's point, you live next to town and next to an incredibly busy parks and recreation facility. So this is not a cut and dry, easy decision for me whatsoever. I can keep going, but I'll give Jay some time here.
Well, I've listened to concerns of neighbors, and what I'm hearing is the road floods 2, 3, 4 times a year. The width of the road is not wide enough for 2 cars to pass, and an RV, especially the width of that, is difficult.
Use your microphone.
I don't have my own, I have to share. With the pads for the campers, the displacement of every time. I know when I had my office on Jefferson Street, when they put in the Hotel Nashville and displaced the dirt up there just to build that building and all those apartments and stuff, Jefferson Street flooded very badly. Feet of water when we have a heavy rain. And so I know about displacement of soil. And I think that's a concern. Road congestion is another concern. And I just don't think that this property is suitable for this area. I think other suggestions were made about where might be more appropriate, but I just don't think that this is suitable for the neighborhood. Well,
because that's a big question I have is you know, we can see a show of hands. Who's against just the RVs, or who's for the festival grounds, or the wedding? There's a lot going on here, and I'm having a hard time processing and sorting how many people are against which aspect of the festival.
Well, at this point, the only area is the most congested area, the green up there, that can be have anything done anytime soon. So I am inclined to.
Okay. I'm not going to say anything right now. I understand the petitioner has something to say.
If it would help, I'd be happy to create a site plan and have it for you for next meeting so you can think about it and I can give more details and try to answer the concerns and get you more information and make a good decision, an informed decision, if that would help.
Thank you. Okay. And
so is he requesting to table?
Or offering to let him?
I'm offering it if it would help, because I would like to help. If it helps to have a more informed decision, having a site plan, I'd be happy to do that for the next meeting.
That would help me. I don't know about anybody else.
I mean, if he wants the table, then
I think he's saying if it would be approved without that, he doesn't want a table.
Yeah.
I can read between the lines.
Just move to continue.
We'll just move to continue then.
Okay. So if you're requesting to table it, then what do we do? Process.
We need a motion. He can't make a motion.
Right. No, he's requesting.
He's requesting. I said, what we, that's what I'm asking here. What do we do?
I'll allow it.
We need a motion and a second from the board.
How about I make a motion to table docket 24 RZ02?
I'll second.
Okay.
To the next meeting.
To the next meeting, wherever that, November?
Okay. Next meeting.
Now, just be clear, we can table.
I'm sorry, what?
November 19th. Now, so it's not just the site plan I'm interested in. Okay. I'm just speaking.
We have to vote on it yet.
Let's vote.
Yeah, here, we had a motion and a second. We still have to vote.
Sorry.
Okay.
Carol
Bowden.
Yes.
Dave
Harden. Yes.
James Ward.
Yes.
Randy Jones.
Yes.
Kara Hammett.
Yes.
Andy Boyles.
Yes.
Kyle Decker.
Yes.
Thank you. Well, now, we actually have several things left in our meeting.
So,
yes.
Since we need more time, we're going to allow more time. What is your thought about doing an impact study, traffic impact study?
I think if you can provide me what you're looking for, we can take a look at it.
To monitor the traffic. See how much traffic's on that road, actually.
I think we can get Kayla on this.
Well, you heard the concerns this evening of the public and the people out here, so you kind of have an idea of some areas that need to be looked at and addressed. You heard some of the concerns that the board has here as well. Or the commission. So I think we have kind of a fairly good idea of what that site plan should include. The narrative can be as big as you want it to be or as little as you want it to be, but it should be inclusive with most of these issues that were brought up. And I would encourage you to have a discussion, which I'm sure you will, with Kayla. And she can direct you possibly in what the content needs to be.
Because I do want to address the concerns that you have and the people who stepped up to speak. I want to make sure I'm addressing those best I can.
Well, thanks. We appreciate that.
All right. And with that, what, Sandy?
Does this table, everybody's asking, does this table tomorrow's BZA?
It's up to the petitioner. He wants additional time to prepare a site plan for tomorrow's meeting as well.
Tomorrow is the PRD, which could happen as the property.
It could.
Mm-hmm. That's a separate issue.
Yeah, we can't really discuss.
I think people are wanting to know whether or not they need to show up tomorrow.
I guess that's okay.
Yeah.
How he wants to do that. Mr. Tilton?
I think he's cogitating as well.
Yes, he doesn't have to answer.
Why someone?
He doesn't have to answer.
I think
that.
I might want to sleep on that.
Yeah. All right.
Yes, we'll see you tomorrow.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Just a minute.
Those are your guys.
I'm big on the street.
We can't look for a request.
As long as you keep
it. They continue this petition for come on line for that meeting.
Sir, we'd like to know that.
They don't have the authority to continue it. So I think that's something you realize that you're asking, well, what's your intention? Intention is to request the continuous from the BZ meeting tomorrow night to next month.
Okay.
Saying we don't need to be here.
I'm assuming the BZ will grant the continuous, yes, but that's, you know. Can they serve by right continuous available?
I don't believe so. I don't see any world in which the BZA would choose to go ahead and have a hearing that's been requested to be tabled. They do have that right, but...
How will we know that?
Yeah.
We don't have a by right option. It's a request.
Just need all call.
We will not come prepared to have a meeting tomorrow night.
And I think for the record, Mike Carmen was telling the audience that they are prepared to request an extension to the November meeting for tomorrow night's PRD hearing as well, just so you guys are aware of what was...
So it's on the record?
So it's on the record, and you guys know what...
As a member of the Board of Zoning Appeals, I have no idea what the counselor just said to the public out here.
So I guess I should...
So I have some clarification of what you're talking about. Would you say it again, please?
They are going to request a table to the November meeting for the PRD hearing as well.
Okay.
Tomorrow for BZA's meeting.
Okay, all right. Now I know. Thank you.
And the people in good faith believe that if we request that, we're going to grant it so they don't have to worry about coming to the meeting.
I understand that. Okay.
Thank you.
All right, thanks.
All right. Okay.
So, Carol, are we moving on from this?
Yes.
Okay, hey, guys.
Thank you.